Guitarist Leona Boyd has enthralled millions with her romantic and unique brand of classical, folk, and world music over the decades. She's performed solo and orchestral concerts around the world, had her own television specials, performed for heads of state, and recorded 30 albums. Many of those records sit with gold or platinum status. She's an officer of the Order of Canada. Along with all those Juno wins, she's a five-time winner of the Guitar Player magazine poll for Best Classical Guitarist and was recently given a Lifetime Achievement Award in the U.S. by the National Guitar Museum. She's also the author of two autobiographies and a children's book. Once Upon a Time is a result of a five-year process that fuses influences, genres, and experiences. From hearing Schubert in a European chateau, to walks in Palm Beach, to Enya and Vangelis. It includes reimagined works from her earlier compositions and was released in Dolby Atmos. To celebrate the album's release, Leona Boyd is sponsoring a classical guitar giveaway in partnership with Long & McQuaid Music Stores and Yamaha. 30 high-quality classical guitars, each retailing upwards of $700, will be gifted to aspiring students across Canada through the end of the year. Joining us on the line, it is Canada's First Lady of the Guitar, Leona Boyd. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to be with you. And it's always special to receive new music from you. It's so great to see Leona Boyd at the top of an album cover. Whether it was Hot Butter's Popcorn last year or a reissue or the latest release, Once Upon a Time, you worked on this for quite a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, 5 years. Well, during COVID, and I filmed several videos. A lot of hours put into this by myself and also by my producer, Peter Bond.
I'll ask you about a couple of the pieces that we've been playing. One is The Nocturne, of course, and I'd love to hear a few thoughts on that. But also, If Only Love, which was sort of the lead single from this record.
If Only Love is one I wrote so many years ago. That just came to me when I was traveling out west on a tour, and I scribbled it on the back of a Kleenex box in Winnipeg. I even wrote words to it and sent it to Julio Iglesias, I remember.
Yeah.
But I've had different versions of that.
Such a beautiful melody, and I feel like it works very well for a title like Once Upon a Time, because it feels like you are walking into a storybook or something like that.
I took three of my favorite melodies, Lullaby for My Love, If Only Love, and Shadows of the Wind. There is actually a vocal version of Once, If Only Love on one of my albums. Love that nocturne. As soon as I heard it, I mean, I heard it in the past, I'm sure, but I heard it in the chateau in Paris, as you mentioned, and a beautiful concert while I was on the Globe and Mail river cruise. And I thought I must record that, but then it was quite short, so I added a middle section just to give a darker quality to it. So I co-wrote it with Schubert.
And you're not the first to, some of the great composers did take former works and added pieces and so on.
And there's a video to Nocturne that was filmed in my Palm Beach patio, and also some footage from me walking across Westminster Bridge in London. It has a kind of international magical feel and a little AI thrown in for magic.
Yes, for the latest magic. You've used a lot of the latest magic on this particular record. If you are just joining us, the First Lady of Guitar, Leona Boyd, she's with us, and the new album is Once Upon a Time. You can stream it, download it, enjoy it on YouTube. As Leona mentioned, there's some beautiful video to go along with this. Tell us about your interest in Vangelis, because obviously we play his music. We played his final record, which was so beautiful.
And he gave me a copy of that.
Chariots of Fire, and of course his work on Blade Runner, so many films. And so what was your fascination with his music? And it must have been so nice to get encouragement.
Well, he was very much an influence on this record, the way he layered sounds. And I mean, he's been one of my heroes. And then I got to meet him. Of course, I had heard his music and recorded Chariots of Fire many, many moons ago, and The Year of Living Dangerously. But I'd also heard Blade Runner and was very impressed with his Olympics music. He does things on a massive scale. And it was through pure coincidence I met a friend who was like part of his family, said, would you like to meet him? I said, well, I happen to be flying to Paris. Could you arrange it? And he was so welcoming. And he played me some of his spacey music he was working on at the time.
Juno to Jupiter, yeah.
Exactly, Juno to Jupiter. And so I watched him creating some of the things with his recording engineer, Philippe. Anyway, he listened to my beginning pieces off the album very intently on a big system. And he was just completely silent. And I thought, I hope he liked it. Then he wanted to hear it again. And just gave me so many compliments. So,
when you're in the middle of a project like that, that's just nice to get an encouragement from a peer and somebody you've admired. So that's lovely. And
giant and a pioneer, and he's a huge guy. I mean, literally hardly fit in the chair.
Wow.
And then he started ordering desserts from the local cafe in France. So we had so much food that night. It was such a treat.
You've also mentioned that Enya was something of an influence on this particular recording.
Yes, well, I've always loved Enya since Orinoco Flow was playing nonstop in rotation, and I have many of her albums. I've never met her. She's a recluse, worse than me. She does this interesting layering effect and, you know, records herself singing the same thing maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 times over. And I did a lot of that with Peter. Layering the voice, it takes a lot of time to construct it. But it's a lovely technique, and you have these choirs of me singing.
Is there a piece that you're particularly fond of within this collection? I've mentioned a couple, but I'd love to hear if you have a particular track on the record that speaks to you right now.
Well, there's quite a variety. I mean, it ends with The Search, which is a long poem that I wrote while I was wandering around the streets early in the morning, usually, or late at night in Palm Beach. And then it occurred to me, maybe I could turn this into a song. So that is very different. I mean, as far as beautiful melodies, classical, Shadows of the Wind, again, was an early one that I did. I got very excited about Anthema and Cantarium because they're so expansive and majestic. Those give me chills. A very simple piece that my mother used to sing to me when I was a child. People would recognize it, Cradle Song, Brahms Lullaby.
Yeah.
That was an afterthought. We decided to add that. It's hard. They're like my children. I can't pick one of my favorites. So
tell us about working with Yamaha and Long and McQuaid. This is a wonderful project to get guitars to aspiring young players.
Yes, it was just an idea that occurred to me. I was just going to have a new album. I want to give back to Canada. I've been living in the U.S. for quite a while. And I thought, it's Canada, where I started. Yamaha built two guitars for me. Long McQuaid, I've bought and rented equipment from over the years.
Endlessly, I'm sure, yes.
Yeah, yes. And I thought, if I could marry this idea of mine to be generous and give something back, a guitar changed my life completely. So hopefully this will change other kids' lives and encourage parents to give this. It's a beautiful Christmas gift to give to a child. The guitar's to be the best friend. It's certainly been my lifetime companion. I mean, husband has come and gone. Friends have come and gone.
Sure.
Animals have come and gone. Guitar, remains.
It's always there. I have to ask, I've had a couple of incredible guitarists in lately. Milos, the great Montenegrin guitarist, was here recently.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's excellent.
And a couple different people. And so I ask about the state of guitar and I guess particularly classical guitar these days. Some people look at the, you know, 60s and 70s as being the real heyday. Others, like Milos, believe we're into something of a renaissance right now. What do you think about the guitar and the classical world?
I think in the 60s and 70s, it was still a very elitist instrument. When I began, I was just playing little guitar societies. And apart from Segovia, really guitar was not mainstream at all. It was electric guitar, but not classical guitar.
Sure.
And I must give myself a pat on the back here, because when I did things like the Tonight Show and the Today Show and the Merv Griffin Show, and I did dozens and dozens of television shows all over the world, those reached millions and millions of people. I had my own TV specials. I really took advantage of television being a way to reach many more people than I could reach playing just one little concert. It's funny, just today somebody sent me a ticket from an Arizona concert I gave many, many years ago at $3. And then he found another ticket and it was $4.
Well, yeah.
Shows how ticket prices have gone up.
Yes, you really were raising the prices there between the two concerts.
No, but I did introduce the classical guitar to thousands and maybe millions of people.
We are so thrilled. Like I say, it's just always special, whether it be the winter wonderland, whether it be popcorn, whether it be a record like this. It's just always a treat to see your name arrive on our desks once again. And we've so enjoyed playing the music from this record so far. So, Leona Boyd, we say thank you.
I keep so surprising you. You didn't think you'd see me doing a disco hit.
That was an interesting one. Suddenly there was a video and I was playing it on the radio and it was great. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This album is very special. I mean, it took so long to do. It's got magic and nostalgia and sadness. And
let's listen to it right now. The new album from Leona Boyd is Once Upon a Time. You can stream it, download it, enjoy on YouTube, enjoy the videos, purchase, of course. A real pleasure to be with Leona Boyd. Let's listen.